I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Degenovic, a new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Whew, I Disney on iced my way into downtown this morning. I hope the roads are improving. Every road had a layer of ice like I've never seen before, Dave.
And what was even more wild is Debbie was singing The Little Mermaid the entire time. It was spectacular. It was quite the sight. No, it was an absolute disaster driving in this morning. Holy cow. Okay, so what's the rest of the day going to look like? All right, it's 9:06. It's time for the launch.
Sequence engaged.
Here are three things that Debbie wants you to know.
Countdown. Three.
Oh, no worries. We're going heavy on traffic and weather for sure, and going to the airport, but as well live. Taylor Swift fans, you also have a new hero today. His name? Mike Lee, U.S. Senator from Utah. He'll be calling a hearing on Capitol Hill in D.C. to address the online ticket fiasco. It left so many concert fans in the dust. Some of them'll be digging into some of this stuff. They've like those high fees people were paying, website disruptions. I think people were getting the wheel of death on the website as they waited in line for hours, virtually in line. Lack of competition. This could be the most watched hearing in D.C. ever, ever.
All because of Taylor. All because of Tay-Tay.
You got to give hats off to Senator Mike Lee here, too, for saying enough is enough.
Well, if you remember, you and I went through this exact same thing with Garth Brooks. We were having a terrible time trying to get tickets. You and I both wanted to go to the concert. We're trying to get it for our family. It was a nightmare. It's because Ticketmaster is a nightmare. But they're the only nightmare in town.
Countdown to...
President Biden just one-upped a judge who put his student loan forgiveness program on pause while this whole thing plays out in court. He extended the payment pause. That's right. The president pushed the payment pause again. Carrying a student loan from college, you don't need to make a payment until next summer now. Congratulations. President posting a video on social media. He is 100% confident, Dave, he's going to win this court battle.
I'm completely confident my plan is legal. Right now, it's on hold because of these lawsuits.
I wouldn't be so confident. I'll tell you this. That is the best loan program in the country, right? I mean, no interest. Like, how many years are you not going to have to pay interest? I wish my credit card companies would do exactly what the government's doing.
No payment, no interest.
Just listen, man, pay when you can. Don't worry, you're not going to accrue any interest. That would be amazing. And also... that will never happen.
Launch countdown one.
We've got you covered. We've got team coverage of the ice rinks on our roads this morning. Crazy drive-in. We're going to also get with KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson on what it'll look like if you're driving today, flying for the Thanksgiving weekend, taking you to the airport to see when the busiest times are today. We're going to check the security lines, how you can check them before you even arrive. In fact, KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe has been out at the airport bringing us live coverage all morning long. She said, watch out for the ice.
It is really slick out here. Just walking across the street to get to the pickup area here, I slipped twice.
Yeah, I think I'm going to steal your line, Debbie. I was not driving in. I was like Zamboni-ing in to the work today. That's what it was. It was straight up ice rink.
Dave and Degenovic.
The launch.
Commence.
Yeah, hats off to the Zamboni drivers who slickened up those icy roads this morning. Ooh, wow, that was nuts. It was nuts. I was coming in off of North Temple this morning, Dave, and I was rear view mirroring it the whole time because I knew the guy in the truck behind me. I mean, thank goodness he was going slowly, but I knew he could just slide right off that bridge, right into my bumper. He didn't, though.
Major black ice issues. I drove a few blocks. And I take the train in, right? I drove a few blocks just to get to this train station. It was a death trap. I was so nervous. I was glad I was able to park, jump on the train, and enjoy the drive in.
Okay, let's just jump right into our team coverage here. Andy Farnsworth, as always, standing by in the traffic center. Andy, you were hoping the icy roads would melt off by 9 a.m. this morning, but how's it looking out there from the cameras?
Well, it looks like that's what's happening, at least down on the valley floors, which, of course, were the big trouble spots early on. At this point, where we still have some icy conditions are up at the elevations. Big Cottonwood Canyon, they've sent plows up, and they haven't put in any restrictions, but I can see that we've got backups going up to the resort. Of course, this is the first real kickoff of ski season, too, so a good place to go. But down in the floor on the valley floors where it was so troublesome early this morning, it does seem to be in better shape right now.
No trouble spots anywhere in the valley?
Not on the freeways right now. In fact, anybody who's going long distance, it looks clear all the way to Wyoming or to Idaho or down south to St. George.
So. Excellent.
Andy Farnsworth, thanks for joining us from the KSL Traffic Center. Matt Johnson from KSL Television joins us right now, meteorologist. How long is this weather with us today?
It was kind of one of those storms where you got to address it. It's literally a dusting, but the ground was so cold it made for a disaster, and that's all we're going to get. That's it. It was just the timing of it was perfect, right for the commute. And, it's already out of here. It's already fizzled out.
So it's not going to impact airports, the planes taking off. It doesn't sound like it's going to impact the traffic. Andy just said it's like things are looking better.
Yeah. Things are shaping up quite nicely. There may be some, there could have been some delays caused earlier this morning that might, chain reaction down to later.
Now, you said dusting. I mean, like trace amounts, or
it's not, it wasn't even measurable.
Stop it.
Isn't that crazy?
Stop it. It wasn't measurable and it was that miserable.
Felt like somebody took a spray bottle and just sprayed it all along the roads everywhere, and it was just enough to let it freeze up and set up as ice, and it was slick everywhere. I side roaded my commute in this morning. I didn't even take the freeways. The minute I jumped in my car, I heard Andy reporting on Utah's Morning News that there was a crash on I-15. I'm like, forget it. I'm not even trying it. It was everywhere. Every single side road was slick. How is the commute back home looking as people are returning for the Thanksgiving weekend?
We should be good. So you're talking Saturday, Sunday.
Sure.
Yeah,
Saturday. Monday, whenever they're coming home. How are we looking?
Right. Saturday, Sunday, you should be in the clear. It looks like the models are trying to hint at a pattern change, but every time that has happened this fall, on that first hint, it always goes away. But for now, it does look like something is coming in Monday, maybe even Tuesday. So if you're coming back, you're going to want to come back Saturday or Sunday because it looks like the changes come in early next week.
So how cold was it this morning, and what does the high for today look like?
Yeah, it was 31 this morning. We'll probably reach upper 30s, low 40s today. So on the chilly side, and the air quality, unfortunately, still kind of in the
water. That's garbage. Oh.
It wasn't enough. I was hoping it was enough to get the gunk out of here.
I know, me too. I think it will help ventilate, but I don't know if it'll fully scour it out.
Happy Thanksgiving, Matt Johnson,
KSL
meteorologist. Always appreciate you jumping in. And Dave is the smartest one in the room this morning. He took the train in. That helps.
It was outstanding. But again, just walking to the train, every sidewalk you hit, it was super slippery. But again, now that it's starting to warm up a little bit, it doesn't seem like much.
Amy Kobabe has been live at the airport all morning long. You just heard her say, hey, look out. It is icy out there.
It is really slick out here. Just walking across the street to get to the pickup area here, I slipped twice.
We'll get an update from her in a moment. And also, the spokesperson for the Salt Lake City International Airport calling the show live. We're going to ask her, hey, when are the busiest times today? And how can we check to see how long the security lines are before we leave for the airport? Next.
Dave and Dujanovic. Get a quick blast of news each morning.
From Ukraine to Utah County.
You'll hear it first.
And accurately.
On KSL.
Listen weekdays between 5 and 9 to Tim and Amanda.
Utah's Morning Companion.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Utah's top local story. Special coverage with Dave and Dujanovic.
Welcome to 2019. If you're flying for Thanksgiving, we're back to 2019 levels. We had the pandemic and the weirdness for those last couple of years. Not this year. Problem is, though, Dave, airlines don't have as many flights as they had in 2019. So we're going to go out to the airport in just a moment to see how things are going.
We were talking about the price of air travel yesterday, and you found a flight to L.A. for less than it costs to fill up your car with gas.
It's like $200.
Yeah, $200.
Yeah.
The story on Reuters this morning, there's a flight from Newark to San Francisco, $250 in November 2019. Today, $800.
Wow.
This Thanksgiving.
Do you think people can't afford to fly?
Ooh. Yeah, I mean, that's brutal.
Right, because do the math with your family if you decided to fly six across the country.
That's
like more than
$4,000. $5,000, yep.
Yeah, wow. Amy Kobe of KSL News Radio has been live from the Salt Lake City International Airport all morning long. She said traffic is manageable, but take it slow. And especially when you're walking your way into the airport, super slick this morning because we had that thin layer of ice that fell from the sky.
It is really slick out here. Just walking across the street to get to the pickup area here, I slipped twice in my boots and thankfully didn't fall. But even if you're walking, you have to be careful this morning. Also, once you get to the airport, the line is moving steady. There's a lot of people, but it looks like they're ready for them. And it really does look like they are prepared for a big crowd today. So the people that are coming aren't sitting in that line for too long. They're moving people through.
And Deb, as we talk about, you know, the cost and how pricey it is, you can't be totally surprised with the cost of gasoline, you know, jet fuel. These things, these prices have skyrocketed, and obviously a lot of that's going to get passed on to us. Nancy Vollmer joins us right now, spokesperson for the Salt Lake City International Airport. Nancy, thanks for joining us. What are your anticipated busiest times today?
Well, definitely today is one of the busiest days for the Thanksgiving holiday. Between 6:30 and 10:30 are some of the hours that are really busy. Excuse me. And then again, from 1 to 4:30 p.m. So always a good idea to plan plenty of time and to pack your patients.
So how early do you suggest folks arrive today, Nance?
You know, we say 2 hours prior to boarding for domestic flights.
Okay.
And then 3 hours if you're flying internationally. That's always a good general rule. But, you know, plan ahead. We've got the ability for folks to plan their parking, and they can reserve parking in advance and check in online. There's a lot of things you can do electronically in advance just to make the travel more smooth to the airport.
As if this day isn't crazy enough for you guys, we had that weird dusting of snow, but it was crazy slick on the roads. What was it like out at the airport, and has that set you guys back at all today?
You know, we have a really top-notch maintenance team, so they're out there as soon as the snow starts falling to make sure that it's not slick. But please do be careful, and that is another reason to plan even extra time out at the airport. But, you know, we understand that it can be very stressful traveling through the airport, and so what we've done today is that in addition to staffing up, we have some local musicians who are performing throughout the day just to help provide a pleasant environment for those who are traveling.
So I can go to a concert at the airport while I'm waiting for my flight? Awesome. Nancy Vollmer is a spokesperson for the Salt Lake International Airport. I thought there was some sort of stealthy way to figure out how the security lines look at the airport before you take off, or maybe as you know, your passenger can check in online to see how those security lines look. Is there, or am I making that up in my head, Nancy?
I'm not sure about cameras, but I'm looking right now at our website, and it's showing that the wait time is about 32 minutes.
Okay,
it's a little bit longer than typical, but it does move smoothly. So I think if you get in line, you see it's a long one, just know that it does move fairly quickly through.
And you can find that on the Salt Lake City International website?
Correct. SLCAirport.com. You can look at that or else download our app at SLC International. And you can not only look at the wait times, but you can actually pull up a navigational map. So you can say, okay, here I'm being dropped off on the curb. Here's my gate. How do I get from point A to point B in the quickest way possible?
Nice.
We talked yesterday about the long walk to B Concourse, Nancy. I'm sure you know Alex Cabrera did that story for KSL5 TV. And I was surprised to learn it wasn't as long as it feels. It's 0.64 or something like that. And I did the math on that. It takes about 10 to 12 minutes to walk that far. Not too bad.
Yeah, it really isn't. And, you know, you were talking earlier about, you know, prices and fares and really, with this new airport, it's larger. We're able to accommodate more flights to more destinations. So you might have a little bit of a longer walk, but you're going to have more opportunities to fly and for some better rates, too, and fares.
One last question before we let you go. It's, you know, I love talking about long-term parking at the airport. I was just there a couple of weeks ago and parked in long-term. I got to tell you, that is the slickest I've ever seen it. There were people in orange vests doing traffic control, directing cars on where to park, where the open spots were, so I didn't need to snake through the entire parking lot, which is huge, trying to find an open spot. Do you guys have some of the same going on today?
Yeah, absolutely. We've staffed up to make sure that we're getting everyone into the parking lot. And if there is, if the parking lot does get filled up, we'll go into overflow. So we're prepared for that as well. And on that note, too, if you're coming out to pick up passengers, please wait in the park and wait lot until your passengers are curbside and ready to be picked up. That just helps with congestion curbside.
Okay, this is going to sound weird. I've been out to that new airport a ton. Where in the world is that park and wait lot? I was picking up somebody not too long ago. I could not find the thing, Nancy.
Oh, yeah. When you get off the freeway, just look to your left. You'll see a gas station, and
yes,
there's also a Beans and Brew.
Yep.
And the Costa Vida, it's just right there. And we're actually looking at expanding that because it's been used so well.
Well, if there's a Beans and Brew there, I'm all in. Nancy Vollmer, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks so much for jumping on the line with us to help our listeners walk through what's going to be a very busy travel day today.
Yeah, it is a busy travel day. I don't think I've done that very often. I've done it a few times. I went to a football game. I went to a Thanksgiving football game several years back.
You abandoned your family?
Straight up left the family, me and my brother. We went to a Cowboys game. It was amazing.
And was it busy?
Oh, yeah, it was
okay.
Bonkers.
So Reuters is reporting there will be, it should not be any surprise to you, full flights.
Yeah.
Full flights. This is going to be a return to 2019 passenger levels at airports all over the country. But the number of available flights, because we're seeing some cuts still, and then we're seeing some airlines trying to ramp back up. The number of available flights, 13%. Fewer flights than in 2019. So you have the same level of passengers, fewer flights. But prices are 17% more than they were in 2019, ticket prices. But Dave, you just gave me some ticket prices from Newark, which is like flying across the country to San Francisco, right? You're talking New Jersey to San Francisco.
I don't know why anyone would go to New Jersey, but okay, that...
Well, this is just an example. It's part
cross country. I get it.
It was part of the Reuters story. They interviewed a passenger that was flying from Newark to San Francisco. Okay, we get that out of the way. $250 in 2019, $800 today. That does not sound like a 17% increase to me.
No, that it's a massive increase.
220%.
Again, part of this is because jet fuel is over $5 a gallon right now. Back in 2019, it was less than half of that. So these huge jumps in prices that you're seeing, part of that is just massive fuel costs.
What's your cutoff for flying your family over the holidays? Like, what's your price point that you just like, okay, that's it, we're not going, or I'm going to drive?
Yeah, it's going to be tough because
you have a family of six.
Exactly. So, I mean, a few thousand dollars because, again, if you look at that $800 flight from New Jersey to San Francisco,
it's like $4,800 bucks.
Yeah, and if you look at taxes and fees, you're going to be at $5,000 before you know it.
Okay, so Scrooge isn't going anywhere for the holidays. He's staying home. Are you going to Black Friday shop?
Ooh, I'm looking right now.
Are you really?
I'm looking right now.
You don't strike me as a Black Friday shopper kind of dad.
No, hold on. Totally different. I'm not the wait in line at 3 a.m. black shopper.
I will
totally look
then
on
that. Then you're not really.
I don't count.
No, you're not really
Slacker.
All in. Black Friday, a huge shopping day, of course. It's really morphed into, at least from my view, Black Fry weeks.
Like, yeah, it has.
It's like weeks on it. Walmart had their Black Friday deals out the other night when I was in there. So we're going to get live. I thought this would be kind of a fun conversation with Utah State Senator Todd Weiler. And we're going to talk about what the law says. You know, all these advertisements that you see? like on Doorbusters.
Yeah.
And great deals. We're going to ask him what the law says about these advertisements and what our rights are. Like if you get there and you're waiting in line and they don't have enough of that item you're there for.
$4 TVs. One of them.
Next.
For news.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.